mouth.
Word of 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 mouth.
Mouth.
I'd help with me, Miss Private, and we'll sail around the world. I will be off Adam.
This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Picture a young man or a woman wearing a vintage cardigan, heavy bangs for her, unruly beard for him. They sit cross-legged on a bed, bent over a moleskin journal. On the side table, a dog-eared copy of The Catcher in the Rye. A Bell and Sebastian record, on vinyl, plays in the background. Tired of writing, they pick up a ukulele, plucking a few notes here and there, while casually watching the Wes Anderson film, Moonrise Kingdom.
These are my books. I like stories with magic powers in them. Either in kingdoms or...
I'm exaggerating slightly to highlight the notion of twee, which author, playwright, and journalist Mark Spitz proposes is the most important cultural movement since hip-hop. His new book, Twee, The Gentle Revolution in Music, Books, Television, Fashion, and Film, outlines a broad aesthetic that encompasses everything from Anne Frank to Etsy. He says twee has made the jump from Brooklyn Underground to mainstream America and is here to tell us why. Mark Spitz, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
So what ties all these things together that I just mentioned as twee? What is it?
There's a couple of things that draw them together. One is a tether that connects to an idealized childhood. Twee has been described, not by myself, although I quote it in the book, as a revolt into childhood. And that's not saying that you're acting childish. It's more like you're idealizing the innocence of being a child, and you're trying to either recapture it or signal it to other people that you're perhaps less corrupt, less vulgar, less prone to what is increasingly a terrifying and a sort of cynical world.
So is there a distinction between twee and cute? You know, the kind of like cute Hello Kitty movement kind of thing?
No, I would wrap up cute in twee. I think it's a part of it. I write about Hello Kitty in the book. In the 80s in England, there was a movement, actually, a group of not officially connected, but the press lumped them all together, and they actually called the movement cutie, and they called it twee or twee pop or indie pop. It was right after punk, and it was bands that like weren't really comfortable spiking their hair and were a little bit more interested in going on stage with Bedhead and the Cardigan and admitting that they liked the Kinks and the Zombies. Whereas in punk, you could not admit that you liked any 60s band. It was like year one in 1977. You couldn't look back.
Jesus, don't want me for a Sunday.
Well, here's another distinction from punk and hip-hop. Both of those cultural movements got their names from musical genres, which is not the case with twee. Where did it get the name twee?
Well, the dictionary definition of twee, I mean, the word itself has been around for close to two centuries, certainly well over a century, and it's literally a form of mispronunciation of a child trying to say the word sweet. Over the years, it was used in everyday language. And then in the 80s, it was adopted by the British musical press to describe this youth movement. And now it's come to be mostly kind of a pejorative way of talking about a sort of post-hipster, urban, college-educated individual in, as we discussed, a negative way. And what I'm trying to do with my book is perhaps put it into a different context, see the difference between a lowercase t, twee, and a capital T, which has values that are admirable, you know, independence and a desire for a certain state of, I don't know, innocence, goodness, kindness.
Well, I can imagine, you know, sort of in that tweet, that's doesn't sound so good. Is it any wonder that people that you had a hard time finding people who self-identify as twee?
It was a challenge to get some people to talk to me. I had to send out a letter or an email.
Well, I was going to say a letter would be really twee.
I'd actually written a letter. Yeah. No, you know, where I had to sort of acknowledge that some people, quote unquote, felt that this was a pejorative word. But what I'm trying to do is tell a history in which time and again, this has been not only useful, but in its own way, sort of heroic.
Mm-hmm. So you're sort of trying to take twee back, like queer or something like that.
I'm not, it's not my cause or my mission, but it was certainly part of the balance that I was trying to achieve in the book. I mean, it's like Morrissey has that line, it's so easy to hate. Morrissey being the sort of...
capital twee.
Yeah, tweezus, you know. It takes guts to be gentle and kind. So that's kind of like the side I was trying to explore, but I tried to keep an objectivity. You know, I didn't want to give the people with the handlebar mustaches a free ride.
It's so easy to laugh, it's so easy to hate. It takes strength to be gentle and kind.
Well, you call twee in the subtitle of your book a gentle revolution. So what is Generation Twee revolting against?
I think the world is becoming, less intimate. Definitely scarier. The movement started to really pick up around, you know, like the end of the 90s and the election with Bush and Gore, and then obviously 9/11. And that sort of happened at the same time that social networking was going on and the rise of bloggers. And so maybe a lack of or a sense that our control was being taken away from us. I think that it's a reaction to that, which is why it's rooted so deeply in hands-on things like making an album, you know, in your bedroom and putting it up on your own website or a YouTube diary and sharing that.
I'm speaking with the writer, journalist, and playwright Mark Spitz. His new book is called Twee, The Gentle Revolution in Music, Books, Television, Fashion, and Film. Now, Mark, you credit people like Walt Disney, and you mentioned characters like Holden Caulfield as being kind of the forefathers of twee. I'm wondering how far back you can go searching for the boundaries of a cultural movement without being revisionist. So what, for example, would stop you from saying Shakespeare was twee or Da Vinci?
Well, you know, I don't know how old Santa Claus is, but I think that he's twee. I hear what you're saying, and I just made a decision as the writer to start in the mid 20th century after World War II. But I believe that you could go probably back as far if you wanted to Keats and Shelley and Wordsworth.
The Romantics.
The Romantics and the way that they sort of changed the nature of poetry to celebrating the self as opposed to religious imagery and sentiment, and did so at a time when there was violence all around, as there is today. I knew I had to weave a lot into one sort of history because there are things that you can't leave out, even if like it would be more convenient to leave out, like, say, Garden State or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What are you listening to?
The Shins. You know them?
No.
You gotta hear this one song. It'll change your life, I swear. Oh, I'm sorry. You have to. You gotta fill out your forms. Conundrum.
I hear about your struggle with, you know, how to trace a movement without being pejorative and then lumping yourself in. I mean, I found myself asking if I am twee while I was discussing this segment with my colleagues, eating quinoa with hot... almond milk and maple syrup that came from my friend's maple shack right in Vermont. And I wonder, do you ask yourself the same? I mean, isn't twee a pretty broad brush?
Well, I think that it gets into everything, which makes it a genuine movement. Whereas like hipster wasn't really a genuine movement, or emo, for example, before that. Whereas twee does sort of bleed into your breakfast, you know, in a way. And the book is sort of designed not as some kind of personality test or Rorschach test, but I knew that there would be people who would read it and say, wait a minute, you know, this is a little bit like a mirror. You know, I feel like I am reading a little bit about myself. Am I okay? Is that okay that I'm twee? And I think that you can be partially twee. You can be a weekend twee.
Well, it made me also wonder what is not twee, because a lot of the hipster characteristics we thought of sound to me to be twee.
I think the difference between twee and hipster is really simple. Those people wanted to be jaded and wanted you to think that they had been around the block more than they probably had, whereas twees want you to think that they've been around the block probably less than they probably have. And also hipsters were very fond of white belts for some reason.
Well, speaking of white, it seems to me a pretty white, educated, what, middle, upper middle class kind of movement. I was having trouble this morning coming up with somebody who is African-American who's twee. Maybe Andre 3000.
I think that there, you know, you could make arguments for early Prince in his sort of pre-Purple Rain new wave phase. You can make an argument for Donald Glover today, who was on Community up until recently. When Lana Dunham Show came out, there was that whole outcry over
she had no minority friends. And then
she dealt with it head on by actually casting Donald Glover. There is certainly the need for diversity to strengthen any youth movement. Punk had people like Susie Sue fronting bands, which was kind of new, or bands like The Slits. They had people like Don Letts, who was key to the scene and kind of turned the white punks onto dub, which was very influential later on The Clash. And with hip hop, you had people like obviously Rick Rubin and the Beastie Boys. And in order for twee to continue to thrive, and it is here as a movement, so you'll need the equivalent.
Mark Spitz, I want to thank you for helping us navigate this fine line of twee.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mark Spitz is an author, playwright, and a journalist. His new book is called Twee, The Gentle Revolution in Music, Books, Television, Fashion, and Film. If you're feeling underconfident about what is twee, well, first of all, that is so twee, but you can find our handy cultural guide, What is Twee, at wordofmouthradio.org.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see.